2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Now's the time for a fish fry, as the DWR is upping the limit of fish you can catch out of many of Utah's lakes. It's the third time this year the number has increased due to the drought. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Google will require all employees returning to the office to be fully vaccinated. It's not clear how Google will enforce that policy. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be northbound I-15, where we have emergency traffic. The stalled vehicle is now out of the way, but not before stacking up the delays all the way back to almost 33rd South. And then we have a crash blocking a right lane southbound I-15 at the I-215 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms bubbling up east of the Wasatch, but we're going to see more tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 96 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
A test vote is expected soon on a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal. Aides close to the talks say the price tag has decreased from $579 billion to $550 billion. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's reinstating a mask mandate for state employees beginning Monday.
I want those Kansans who wore masks and got their vaccine to know that I share your frustration. No one likes wearing a mask, myself included.
Governors Jay Inslee of Washington and Gavin Newsom of California are recommending masks be worn indoors in public places regardless of vaccination status. Newsom joined Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak on a tour of a charred mountainside on their border, which has been consumed by the tarmac fire.
When you think about the season is starting earlier, it's going longer than it was in the past. The governor and I were talking, it's almost turned into a 12-month season in terms of fighting these fires.
Sisolak urging the Biden administration to take action now on the fire that's damaged over 68,000 acres. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The rockets will lift off of the Salt Flats this week for the last time. For the past 39 years, local and national rockets have soared 25,000 feet as part of the Large Dangerous Rocket Ships Club. Neil Baker is the launch director for the event. He says the event draws out hobbyists from the area and around the globe.
It's something that grew very popular right immediately during and following the space race, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, and now starting to see kind of a reignition of interest in it now that we've got all these new space companies and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, people like that, really kind of bringing space back to the forefront. So rocketry has once again kind of become interesting to people.
Even though it's a hobby for many of the rocketeers, there will be some pretty impressive high-tech electronics.
I know we've got a couple of rockets that are in the range of around 10 to 12 feet tall and 150 to 200 pounds. So they're very large. Our waiver, basically how high we're allowed to fly out there, is 25,000 feet maximum. That's above the ground. So the rockets that are going up with the very big motors are generally pretty heavy for this one because we can't have them go any higher than that. So generally they're pretty spectacular rockets when they go up. And then there's going to be a lot of things anywhere from, again, the foot tall little tiny rockets you buy as a kid to these great big huge ones. Everything in between will be out there.
He says next year, though, they'll have to find a new location for the event.
Unfortunately, you know, with the city growing and traffic into Salt Lake City growing, the little corridor that we fly within is becoming busier and busier with airplanes landing in the new airport. And so it's becoming more difficult for the FAA to basically keep everybody safe and coordinate between ourselves and the aircraft. So, you know, as would make sense, the aircraft win.
He says they are looking at other cities, which will probably be in central Utah. The event this year starts tomorrow. It will go through Sunday. The public is welcome, and the event is free. Baker suggests visitors wear hats and use sunscreen and bring water. to those scorching salt flats. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for Triple Team Traffic, which is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home, the latest with Ricky Meese.
And Tyler, let's bump this up to emergency traffic. We had a stalled vehicle northbound I-15 right around the North Temple area of Salt Lake City. It has been moved out of traffic. That's the good news. The bad news is solid delays back to about 2500 south. Then southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, a crash with possible injuries blocking a right lane as you're approaching the I-215 interchange in Murray, and that's causing delays to 45th South. A heavy downpour along I-80 in Parley's Canyon right around Mountain Dale. And then we also have a crash involving a vehicle versus a motorcycle, Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. Michelle?
Looking at scattered delays, this is Bangor Highway in spots from Salt Lake down into the South Jordan area for drivers in Utah County seeing some slowdowns. This is Pioneer Crossing between American Fork and Saratoga Springs. And over in Summit County, still looking at those northbound delays, SR-224 Olympic Parkway as you approach I-80 Kimball Junction. Steve?
And good speeds from downtown Salt Lake City, northbound 15 into Davis County. Scattered delays, though, from Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. And a crash has closed the left lane on southbound I-15 at Riverdale Road. Got delays back to 31st Street in Ogden. And meantime, northbound 89. A little busy there through Fruit Heights and at South Weber Drive. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, we're headed into a very active weather pattern, even for Salt Lake City, which has been dry over the last little while. Thunderstorms today over the Wasatch Mountains, well, they're going to expand out over the west, including Salt Lake, during the day on Thursday, and then each day as we head through the weekend. Lows in the 70s, highs in the 90s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but by Sunday, thunderstorms abound and temperatures will drop down into the upper 80s and stay there for the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And it's pretty blustery in downtown Salt Lake City and 95 degrees.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
How personalized can a financial plan be when it's created by one of those robo-advisors?
Plugging in standard algorithm to calculate insurance need and future wealth of random human client.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting to know you always comes first. Together, we'll create a financial plan based on your specific goals. Find a local Farm Bureau advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slime. Fog King, who was guarding him at the Bush Fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 4:55. We do have some breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Kira Hoffelmeyer has joined me in studio. And Kira, what is happening?
Mendenhall is now going to require city employees and anyone who enters a city building to wear masks in those buildings. The mayor is doing this via an executive order, and her office says it's directly because of the CDC recommendations from yesterday. Mayor Mendenhall says the measure is an important step in protecting everyone working or visiting a city facility. Now, the legislature passed a pandemic endgame bill earlier this year, which prevents city mayors from making mask mandates citywide, but she can do it for city-controlled buildings, Maria.
All right. Okay, thank you, Kira. And we are watching Utah's money. Three popular seasonings from McCormick have been recalled. Their Perfect Pinch and Culinary Italian seasonings and Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Ranch seasoning have been pulled from shelves because of salmonella contamination. Tesla retail stores could be a thing of the past. The company is investing in less expensive locations and putting more money into delivery centers. Electric reports it will start to rent spaces in mall parking lots and warehouses. Salt Lake City will be losing an institution at the end of this week. The Tabernacle Dueling Piano Bar will be closing after 19 years in business, and it is hosting one final hurrah on Saturday. On Wall Street today, the market was mixed. The Dow sunk 127 points. It finished the day at 34,930. S&P was flat. The NASDAQ was up by 102. ZZ Top bassist and singer Dusty Hill has died.
Dusty Hill, the bassist for ZZ Top for over 50 years, died in his sleep at his home in Houston, Texas. That, according to his bandmates Frank Beard and Billy Gibbons. Just a few days ago, Hill had left the group's tour at the time, blaming an issue with his hip. Hill joined ZZ Top in 1969, helping propel the rock group to superstardom. He was also the group's second lead vocalist, taking the mic on songs including Bad Girl.
Are you ready?
Dusty Hill, 72.
Let's do it one time!
Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.